Mary Ferguson is the only woman and only Alaska Native sworn into the Sitka Police Department. Since joining the force, Ferguson alleges that she was harassed and discriminated against by officers with supervisory power over her job, and that her complaints to management were ignored. Moreover, her suit describes the Sitka Police Department as, quote, an old boys club. And in taking action, she wants to reform the department for the benefit of future women officers. The 18-page brief chronicles her experiences working there and seeks both compensatory and punitive damages. The problems began in the fall of 2015, when Ferguson was sworn in as an officer. A sergeant was put in charge of her training and had to accompany Ferguson during long patrol shifts. Within weeks, Ferguson alleges he began sending her flirtatious text messages, unsolicited. She responded noncommittally. Her complaint says she feared for her job if she rebuffed the sergeant's advances. Then one day, in January 2016, while working the night shift, Ferguson alleges the sergeant propositioned her and said he wanted to kiss her. She tried to move away from him within the patrol car and said, "Please don't." The complaint says the sergeant did not force himself on Ferguson, and he asked her not to report his misconduct to more senior managers. After completing her training in March 2016, Ferguson says she felt safe to report those events to Jeff Ankerfeldt, then a lieutenant and now the chief of police. But she claims that Ankerfeldt did not take action. As for the sergeant, he was later promoted to lieutenant and is expected to retire at the end of the month. In the years that followed, Ferguson alleges a string of, quote, nonstop gender discrimination by male superiors who questioned her abilities and second-guessed her work. The discrimination portion of her complaint talks about one lieutenant in particular who has made multiple comments and judgment calls based on Ferguson's gender. The complaint alleges, for instance, that he sought to switch her firearm from a Glock 21 to a smaller gun because, quote, female hands were too small. Ferguson took these complaints to Chief Ankerfeldt on two occasions, but alleges nothing was done. So in June of this year, she brought her complaints to City Administrator Keith Brady. Shortly after, Ferguson was demoted to night patrol on the weekends. Her complaint describes this as retaliation by the police department for trying to bring sexism to light. In July, Ferguson filed a sexual harassment complaint with the Federal Equal Opportunity Employment Commission. The city hired an investigator to look into her EEOC case and received those results in October. Ferguson was not given a copy of the report. Her lawsuit further states that she then received a letter from the city of Sitka stating that her demotion was for, quote, legitimate business reasons. Her lawsuit serves Ankerfeldt, the city of Sitka, and the Sitka Police Department. She is represented by the Northern Justice Project, an Anchorage-based civil rights firm that is also representing Detective Ryan Silva. Silva filed suit against the police department in August, alleging that he too was demoted when he blew the whistle about the improper procurement of automatic weapons and for his support of Ferguson in her complaint. According to his brief, the two are in a relationship and now live together. Reached for comment, City Attorney Brian Hansen said the city has accepted service on this case and confirmed insurance coverage. In both Silva and Ferguson's cases, Anchorage-based attorneys Michael Gotti and Megan Sandone will represent the city, the police department, and Chief Ankerfeldt. At their meeting last week, the Sitka Assembly approved increasing the city's legal appropriations for the Silva case to $110,000. As for Ferguson's case, friends and family have launched a GoFundMe account to generate social and financial support for her lawsuit. So far, that effort has raised over $2,000. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.